I've literally had one cup of coffee in my life, and it was in, the guy was like, people fly all over the world to taste this coffee. And like, he's holding the beans. He's like, this is this coffee. And I was like, it's just dog shit.
Nah.
Get the out of here.
Where you been and where you going? This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're gonna talk about travel today. It's you, me, trippin', yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You Be Trippin', the podcast that takes you around the world. Today, my guest is a stand-up comedian, a great stand-up comedian, one of the best in the world. He has specials on YouTube called This Year's Material, and...
I hate myself.
Also, one of the best travelers in stand-up comedy. Please help me welcome Joe List. Joe, where are you taking us today?
Well, they really helped you.
What?
They really helped you welcome me.
They really
did. I feel them helping.
Yeah. No, I imagine them all at home really fucking going for it.
Yeah. Peru. I went to Peru many
you
years
went to
ago.
Peru.
I've been to many places, of course.
Yeah, you'll be back in this podcast. This is the first of many times you'll be on this podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Peru.
Peru. Why'd you go? Why Peru? I've wanted to go to Peru.
Peru rules. It was the best. Perules. One of the coolest trips. Still one of my favorite places. And you know what's hard is now I'm married to a wonderful woman. We travel all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And my best trip ever is with my ex-girlfriend.
You went with the chick.
Yeah. But we were exes. So it's kind of a long story. I'll condense.
You were already exes when you went with her?
Yeah.
Bold.
So
bold move.
I had this woman I was madly in love with. We met. It was one of those, like, I was on stage at Caroline's bombing, and there was one person laughing in the back, and I said, I don't know who's laughing back there, but I'm in love with you. And then afterwards, she came up and was like, I'm the one who was laughing, and she was extremely attractive.
That's how you met her?
That's how I met her.
Wow.
So I told her I loved her before I had ever met her. Which, when you're young, a meeting story means so much to you.
So much.
Especially,
right.
I'm a romantic. I like movies. So I was like, this has to be the one.
Because we got a story already.
Exactly.
You don't want to be like dating app. You don't want to be like, my friend thought, hey, you're single and my other friend's single. You should meet my friend.
Well, exactly.
That's like, a boring story.
My now wife, Sarah Talamash, wonderful comedian and friend.
What's your story?
We just knew. I don't even remember meeting her.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
We were just comedians.
Oh.
We were just two comedians. She lived two blocks away. I was
Sucks.
Like, I'd fuck her. I wouldn't
Sucks.
Mind fucking her. And then she remembers meeting me. She's
fuck,
like,
I'd fuck her.
Dan Soder introduced us at the creek. I don't remember. I was drinking. And literally, it was just like, all right, well, you're two blocks away. I'm two blocks away. Fuck it. Whatever. We'll just date. That's our story.
It would have been way... the other one would have been so much better. Then so when Harry Met Sally is just so like... You did make a movie about that.
It ruined.
Let's go to Peru, dude. Let's not ruin this. Let's go to Peru.
Okay. So, anyways, long story short, we fell in love. We moved in. We dated, but she was a free spirit, which is what drew me to her.
Did you ever shit in her shoe?
No, that came after. Okay, that came shortly after. But I did.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, or whatever.
Spoiler.
I did see her shit in Peru, in my face.
Okay.
So we're gonna get to that.
Okay.
So. Anyway, she left me for Argentina. She moved to Argentina to go be a teacher.
Oh.
No. And I was like, Argentina, New York? She went to Argentina to go be a teacher and do some kind of program, whatever they teach.
Wait, you broke up for that reason?
Yeah.
Were you already on the rocks? Or was that just
no,
like,
no,
I gotta
it
live
was
my
good,
life?
But she's like, I'm not... The whole time, she kept being like, I'm not here to live in New York. She was like, I love you, and we're having sex. It's great. And she was troubled, a hard time in her life, whatever. But she went to Argentina and she's like, we're not going to stay. I thought, let's just stay together. I'll come visit you, whatever. She wasn't into it. So she went to South America.
Yeah.
So just before we get to Peru. So I was devastated, obviously super heartbroken, drunk. This is when I shit in the girl's shoe. This is when I got herpes. I just went off the rails.
Oh, she did all that to you.
Totally off the rails.
Actually, that lost shoe is her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Oh,
yeah. I take no responsibility for any of that behavior whatsoever. So all this happens. Then I got on Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
That season. I was all pumped. And I made it to like L.A. to the semifinals. When they called my name, I looked in the camera and I said, I miss you, blank her name.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, she's going to see this. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Last Comic Standing is huge in Argentina.
Well, she could stream it, whatever. And I was messaging her being like, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be a household name because I really thought.
And you're in. You're part of the ride, baby.
And you're going to, I still love you and I'm going to win her back. And then the show aired. I was completely edited out. Nobody told me anything. I just watched it. She watched it. Oh. I don't appear in there.
Oh.
Nobody warned me. But then shortly after that, she said, I've been doing some thinking, and if you really want to come down here and visit, she's like, I don't want it to be drama. I don't want to be whatever. We're not getting back together, but I'd like to see you if you think you can handle that. And of course, I was like, we're getting back together. I was like, who needs Last Comic Standing? And so she said, I'm going to go to Peru. We could meet in Peru. And she said, I've always wanted to go to Machu Picchu, and we're going to hike the trail. Most people don't hike. There's a more well-known trail.
Is this one of those multi-day hikes? Oh, okay.
Oh, it's like a seven-day hike. You're hiking like 8 miles a day.
I love these.
It's amazing.
I've done a couple of these, and I just heard about one in Spain, France, obviously a big one. But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like these, I think they're all over the world.
Yes.
These like trails that I think I it was just was it with trade routes? What was it? Do you know?
I think it was the I should know more, and people are gonna be like, you fucking idiot. I think it was like an Inca trail.
Was it like a pilgrimage thing, or was it just like it's just a trail?
I think it was to the city because right. It goes directly to Machu Picchu. And it's a trail, it's a common trail, but much less common than I think it's just called Machu Picchu Trail. But this because she's a big traveler too and did all this.
That's
stuff.
Almost like you'd want to go to that one.
Oh, absolutely.
They both go to Machu Picchu.
Yes.
So, okay.
So this is the better trail. It's funny because I just talked to my friend Andrew Chavone.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, she's like, I did the trail. And I was like, I did too. And she's like, that's the rare one. I've never met anyone that did it. And I was like, I've never met anyone that did it. So it's a great trail. I highly recommend it. But so she set up the whole thing. And at this point, I hadn't really done much traveling like that. I had been to... I think maybe I went to Iraq.
With the USO.
Yeah, with the USO, with Nate Bargatze. And
I saw that
Scott
picture still at the creak. It's such a cool video. You guys are so young with your flak jackets on.
Yes. It was stolen, by the way. It was a gift for Nate, and he left it there drunk. And then Rebecca just took it. She just owns it now. It was my going away gift to Nate. Not stolen, but he left it because he was used to be a drunk too.
Yeah.
But any jizz. So she put together the whole thing, and she hired this, but there's like a company that leads the trail. It's like a Sherpa guy, this guy named Kike, and then they have two guys with donkeys.
K-I-K-E.
Yes.
I've seen it used and pronounced differently.
Yeah, I bet. I think I drew it on your forehead one night. It's funny because there's no, in my CD, I thanked him, and there's no tilde, not a tilde, but a whatever accent. On the typewriter, so it just says Kike in my CD.
Thanks, Kike.
It just says, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Bethany. Thank you, Kike. Thank you, Ari.
I couldn't have gotten through this without Kikes.
But anyways, his name was Kike with an accent. And so they have like, you know, you get like your own Sherpa guy.
So, and what do you got to hike with? Are you hiking it? What do you got to put on you?
I hike with a backpack, with a regular backpack.
You're not bringing a sleeping bag?
They take the shit. They have so you have that big bag. You know the huge bags.
Yeah.
The fucking 4 foot real hiking bag that we hike with when we do.
Bobby Kelly.
Yeah.
Bushcrafting.
Bushcraft party boys.
Party boys.
So they take those, they put them on the donkey, and they go up ahead.
Sweet.
And then when you get there, they have camp set up, and they're cooking lunch and shit.
That's how I did it in Myanmar. So it's like they'll meet us. They know where you're going to be for lunch.
Yes.
They meet you for lunch. Then you keep going. You go to dinner.
Yes.
So what do you got in your bag? Toothpaste, toothbrush?
Toothpaste, toothbrush.
Waters.
Maybe some socks, water, some snack shit. And then this is hilarious. You'll love this. So at the time, I was like, I have a very... finicky diet. I eat like 4 things.
Yeah.
So I packed my backpack.
How the fuck did you go to Peru?
Well,
I want to know what you ate. Okay, yeah.
I'm good in foreign countries. When I have to be, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I had these MREs, like army meals, like macaroni and cheese and spaghetti and meatballs, and I fully intended to bring them and have the guy, I was like, I'll just make these. And then the first day of hiking, you get there, and there's two Peruvian Sherpas that don't speak any English, and they're, like, cooking a fucking meal. You can't be like, would you mind tossing my Kraft mac and cheese on there? So I just had to go with it.
Dude, embarrassment will get you to do a lot of stuff you won't do.
Exactly. Exactly.
They say in Judaism, where you're like an Orthodox Jew, you know, you can't touch women from the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not married to them, or if it's like, you know, your mom or something. But like, they go like, what if somebody like shakes their hand? In the secular world, they don't know that. They come in, they shake your hand. And the rabbi is like, well, I've had that happen at Yeshiva University. Like someone just, you like turn it, we pretend like you're writing the chalkboard. You see it, you're hoping they don't turn around. And you're like, I keep seeing her. She's just, her hand is just out waiting.
Oh God.
And it's like, it's not worth the level of embarrassment to that person.
Right.
So you just quickly give them a, and then you like, get off.
Yeah.
You got to eat that meal.
Can't you ask for forgiveness if you touch a broad?
Yeah. I mean,
do you guys have forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I don't know.
We're not fucking the internet.
Well, I know that's big in the some communities, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have a box for it. It's just like, hey, you got one on your tally. Move on.
So anyways, I went there and
so
it was very
cooking.
Exciting.
What kind of shit are they cooking?
We had a lot of soup. There was always a soup of some kind. And I guess some kind of, I can't remember really. Chicken shit, a lot of rice, a lot of soup, a lot of fucking... one day there was like a pasta dish. I don't
was
know.
Was this
what
authentic?
Else we
was this traditional food, or was it just like no? It's just hiker food.
No, it was like traditional Peruvian food and shit. But a lot of soups. Soups were big, and there was soups and bread
Party,
always,
right?
Which was good. Yeah, yeah,
that's nice.
And so I just ate it. Plus, I was trying to impress her. I was trying to win her back. So I was like, I'll do fucking anything. But so the thing is, usually we didn't go on. Just us, a private tour. We went on a group tour,
sure.
But it just happened to be we were the only two, so we like just scored and got a private thing.
And you're like, yes, and she's like, fuck.
Well, no, and it was also like the rain season, but we never saw any rain, which was incredible. But so we
every
got
vacation,
down there.
It's just you're taking a chance that it's going to be a good. It's just going to be a good week. No matter what you do, it's like, yeah, if we caught 4 days of rain, we're fucked.
But some places, isn't it funny? Like, you were just in Paris.
Uh-huh.
You want rain in Paris. England, London.
Why?
Paris, Wales. Places that are synonymous with rain.
Right.
Which, like, rain, Paris, the streets get wet. The lights are illuminated. It's not that you want it to rain every day.
But you wouldn't mind if it did a little.
Paris in the rain is romantic.
Yeah.
If you go to fucking Cayman Islands and it rains every day, you want to kill yourself.
Right. I was jerking off a lot. The geo tags on my computer read my computer, so it was all Pornhub, was all French girls going,
wee.
I'm like, perfect.
I thought you were better than that.
I'm not.
How old are you really? Aren't you like 59? How are you masturbating to porn this often?
You're in France, dude. You're fucking looking at all these French chicks, and you're like, I got to get some release.
I hear you.
You can't. You can't. You doing the in the showers? They'll get stopped up.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
We need a shower porn screen, so you can like jerk off in the shower. Let's get back to Peru.
All right, let's go back to Peru. I'd love to go back to Peru.
So yeah,
but don't you have this thing with travel that you're like, I can't go back there. I already went there.
Yes. What is that? Let's talk about that for a second. It's something I'm struggling with. You're like, I checked it off, but like you've had magical experiences traveling.
Right.
That house we went into. The next time you come, we'll talk about
Ecuador.
But like. We would go. I would want to go back to that place.
Yes.
And yet, you'd be like, it's a waste because if I go back there, I'm not going to Peru.
But here's the thing, though. Isn't that just ego?
Yeah, it is.
That's ego going, no, I want to get to multiple places.
Right. So check things off so I can brag to people
exactly.
Of how many countries you've been to. Or like, or I'll do this where I'm like, now I've been to Paris, but I've never been to the French Riviera. So now I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to the French Riviera because I already checked France off.
I have the same exact thing.
What a dumb fucking way to live.
I have exact thing. It's ego. Ego is the enemy.
Yeah, because I make lists of like the countries that you can like brag about.
I'm the same way. I went to Berlin, but I was like, technically Germany's already on my list. I've already been there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, fuck,
it's
I went
ego.
To Berlin. Yeah.
It's ego. And you got to get over that. Like, what? You want to be like, I've been to lots of places a bunch of times.
Plus, if you want to do ego, you could be like, I've been to Peru twice. Like, I've been to Kuwait
twice.
That's
right. That's well, how cool is it when you're like, yeah, I've been to France. I've been to Paris like 20 times. You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I'm a stand-up comedian, and I play rooms like this on occasion. And I'm doing my new stand-up comedy special April 26th and 27th in Washington, D.C. Who wants to come out and see me record my new stand-up comedy special? Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Turnaround, April 26th and 27th. Tickets are at arishaffir.com. And I'm going to be all over the road. Let's see, real quick. Cincinnati on April 1st, and then I'm just going to run through them. Cleveland, we added two shows. Columbus sold out. Grand Rapids, April 4th. Detroit, April 5th. Toronto, April 6th. Added a show. Halifax, added a show. The first show sold out, April 11th. Ottawa, April 12th. Rutland, New York, the 13th. Huntington, New York, the 14th. Austin, Texas, 420. My special on 4/26 and 27th. I'm doing storytelling shows in May 9th and 10th at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. And then all over Australia. Melbourne, May 17th. Adelaide, the 25th. Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney. Get tickets at arishafir.com. And you can check out Joe List. He has his own special called Enough for Everybody. It's on YouTube right now. Check that out. Joe is going to be also appearing in the following places starting in April. Burlington, Vermont, Buffalo, Los Angeles, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Seattle, and that's takes us through July. Go to comedianjoelist.com. Guys, on all my tickets that are arishafir.com/tour, definitely come to the special Washington, D.C. And also subscribe to this podcast. You Be Trippin' Pod on YouTube. You Be Trippin' Pod on socials. And subscribe wherever you listen at You Be Trippin'. Now let's get back to the episode where we don't talk about stand-up. Do you want your pubes to be like a loaf of bread left out in a post-apocalyptic future? You ever watch Walking Dead? And as you're walking, they're like, hey, there's a supermarket we passed by on the road. We should go in there and see if there's any cans of food left over. And you go, sure, there might be, but there might be zombies. You're like, it's worth it. It's worth it if there's a can of some food. But there's also maybe, I don't know, some bread. And some dumb fucking idiot, some new person in your tribe that you know is going to get killed because they're just a guest star. They go, what about this loaf of bread? And then even Carl knows. Idiot. It's got fucking mold on it. You dumb fucking idiot. It's full of disgusting mold. Overgrown. Is that what you want your pubes to look like? Overgrown post-apocalyptic mold? No, I don't think you do. I think you want clean, smooth. Smooth like this back wall I'm sitting in front of. Yeah, Manscaped can get you there. The fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads. A standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. And my heart desires smoothness right over my D and B's. Yeah, you know what that means. Dick and balls. It's not something you think about much in Walking Dead. They don't really talk about their shaved pubes. In fact, the more that I think about it right now as I'm doing this ad read, I realize every chick in that show should have, like, pretty bad underarm hair. But they don't. And why not? Because that show's not reality. That show's not reality. But you know what is reality? You meeting some chick who's like, hey, you want it? You want it? You want it? You want it? Everyone's like, no, you're disgusting. But you don't have any standards. And you go, yeah, I'll go home with you. And maybe it's the first girl you've hooked up with in months. So even though she's just some pass around, you go, I do want to impress you. And you don't want to pull out a fucking loaf of moldy bread. No, you want to take something smooth. Smooth like a fucking new snow in the Rockies. Yeah, Manscaped can get you there. So that's my pitch. That's my pitch for you to get Manscaped. And right now, I've got another pitch for you. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code TRIPPIN at manscaped.com. Yeah, that's 20% off and free shipping with the code TRIPPIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like smooth pubes in your pants. Now, let's get back to the episode. Hey, everybody. Today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Guys, you're hiring for your job and you want to find the right person. You want to find them fast before they get hired up. Trust me, I used to work and I was a terrible employee. And you don't want to wait so long that all that's left is people like me. People who show up late for work, people who take their shirt off at work and say, oh, I can't, sun's out, guns out. And then they say, there's no sun, we're in an office. And I said, there's sun somewhere, bro. And they said, what does that have to do with anything? They waited too long to find the right employee. And instead they were saddled with a really terrible employee like me. You don't want that to happen to you and your business. You want to find the right employees, you want to find them fast. And that's where ZipRecruiter steps in. ZipRecruiter helps you avoid people like Ari Shaffir, who will bring down your business. They help you find the right people, like Tom Segura, who runs a powerful, successful podcast network. Not me, Ari Shaffir, who needs charity from Tom. I'm going to destroy his network. ZipRecruiter will help people like Tom avoid hiring people like me. And right now, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Ah, what's better than that when you're hiring? You'll be the hero at your job. You'll be the hero. Everybody will be like, wow, how'd you find the great person? How'd you find the perfect person? Look at our competitor. They hired Ari Shaffir. They're crumbling. Their businesses are literally collapsing. I mean, structurally, the walls are collapsing in the businesses that hired Ari Shaffir. Because I had one job where I was taking copper wire out of the walls because I knew I could sell it. And they didn't do a background check. None of my references checked out. ZipRecruiter will help you avoid that. They'll help you find the right people. Amp up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 to 5 employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality of candidates within the first day. What? First day? That's pretty solid. Damn. Anyway, just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. It's ZipRecruiter.com/trippin. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/trippin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've been to Paris 3 times.
Wow.
So I'm better than you. Here you go.
Did you ever go for 2 weeks straight?
2 weeks straight? No, I went for 8 days straight.
Oh!
Did you go to the French Open? No, you didn't.
Did you go to some street that I went to?
Probably. You didn't get to go to Circus Bakery because it was closed. You didn't get to go to Shakespeare & Co. because it was too many
people.
There
was a line.
You didn't get to go to Notre Dame because it was burned down.
I did that, though. Me and my people planned it. You weren't in the original meetings.
Kike. So we went down there.
Notre Dame. You know why it's the most visited site in Paris?
Why?
Hint.
The Jews?
Hint.
Nose?
What are we known for?
Big noses.
What else, though?
This money?
Uh-huh.
Money, greed.
Yeah,
Running show business, weather.
Why does everybody go to Notre Dame?
I don't know. I don't get
it. It's free.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking. Should I let the dog out?
Let her out, but like, don't knock the fucking. See the tripod? Don't knock the tripod.
But, oh, so you're saying do not knock the tripod over?
Yeah,
that's your. I should just open it wide enough for the dog to get out, but not move over the camera.
Yes,
confirmed.
Confirmed.
Okay. Look at my shorts. That's bad.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna carrot top that dick out on screen for sure.
All right. So we go to Peru. We haven't even got there yet.
Okay.
So I fly down there, and then this is hilarious. So it's you're young, you're naive, and she's. I'm so excited.
Bandit,
to meet her.
Don't knock the thing.
Oh,
Bandit.
God. Bandit, didn't you listen to us?
Don't you listen?
You fucking
don't knock
idiot.
The thing.
So we go down there, and she says to me, "This
I
is
love
so
you. I
stupid."
Want you back.
No,
come
so
on,
we're talking
it.
Over it was Skype at the time, and I'm all excited. The last weekend I did was with DeRosa and Normand, and I was going to meet. I'm like, I don't even care what you guys say. I'm going to get my love back. I was so excited. I really thought I was like, I'm getting it back. And then she told me, "This is so stupid," but I was so naive to travel, and anything she said, I would just listen to. She's like, "You should get an Ambien for the flight." Because it's going to fuck you up. But looking back now, I'm like, it's south. There's not even like time zones at play.
Right.
Because I was flying like a red eye. And so I got
in. Behind you. So we're going. Yeah, it really is straight south.
Yeah, it's pretty due south.
Because it's on the west coast.
Yes. So it's like due south.
Yeah, look at this line. That's, I mean, just inland a little bit, but like.
So I got an Ambien.
Yeah, Peru, right there.
I got an Ambien. And then there's Quito that we flew to.
Oh, yeah.
So I get an Ambien. I take an Ambien on the flight and like. I'm like, okay, because she just said it. So I was like, all right, it's like the stupidest thing. And then I take it, and I didn't know this. This is a different topic. I'm sorry. I'm a very long-winded.
It's part of the trip, yeah.
I take the Ambien, and I didn't know all of a sudden you get a meal because I'd never flown international. So I got to stay awake to get my meal. And if you take Ambien and stay awake, it's fucking rad.
Oh, that's when you start living a different life.
You're like, woo!
That's the original DMT.
I was like, this drug fucking kicks ass.
You're cooking, you're flying for a little while and not remembering. Isn't Ambien the one where people like, they're like, I woke up and, oh, it was this story I heard. Somebody was sleepwalking on it, went down, got a turkey, cooked a turkey, ate it, went to sleep, woke up in the morning, saw just a cooked and eaten turkey and called the police. It's like someone broke in and ate a turkey and left.
Yeah, I think it's bad. I think it's dangerous. I mean, if you use it as prescribed or whatever, but yeah. You also have drug people. If you take Ambien and stay awake, it's, nice. It's fucking kick ass.
Okay, first thing in the morning, anyways. Ambien.
So I take an Ambien. I land, and I'm getting there a few hours before her, like 6 or 7 hours before her. I get to the airport. I flew to Cusco. Okay. Which is a beautiful little town, and everyone warns you about pickpockets and all that shit. People make foreign countries sound like you're just going to get fucking stabbed and murdered.
Yeah, right.
I land there, I get a cab, and I'm shitting my pants because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never flown to a fucking foreign country like this before. I'd been to Canada, whatever. And so I get there, I get in the cab, and I say, here's the thing. We're staying at a youth hostel. The cab drives around cobblestones. It's beautiful. I'm taking it all in. I'm blown away. We get to like the top of this hill, and the road is like a really narrow one-way cobblestone. And he goes, I can't take you down there. He's like, I drop you here. It's right down there. And I go, okay, great.
Perfect.
And whatever it was, 15 Peruvian dollars. I don't even know what they're called. I was like, here's a 20. All I had was American money. So I give him a 20, and he goes, oh. He just drives, and it's like the old joke about foreign money. Like, I think I gave him like $5,000. He literally went up over the curb, like swinging through people, and he pulled up onto the sidewalk and like let me go at the door. He gets out, he opens my door, and he's like, thank you, welcome.
Sir.
And I'm like, I definitely gave him way too much money just then.
I love when you're like, I think I ruined the economy here, but it cost me almost nothing.
Yeah, it was like, it was literally a $20 bill. So he's shit. So then I check into the hostel. I meet a lady, and she's, like, American. She's, like, I don't know what she's doing. She's working down there, whatever.
Travelers. Sometimes travelers will hole up, and they'll work at a hostel for free room and board,
okay,
free meals, and then it's like, now you're not going through your money, and you get to stay in a town.
By the way, this is already making me want to go back to South America. Maybe God Bolivia. Damn. We should go to Bolivia.
I'm in.
That's not a good idea. There's no coast, but there's mountains, and it's fun. And
don't think it's Bolivia on the top, right?
It's in the middle. It's down here. Oh, maybe there's a little bit of coast. I don't think
we
there
don't
is,
need
though.
A coast. We got mountains.
Yeah, mountains. I think it's really high.
Why
La
Bolivia?
Paz.
Why are you saying Bolivia?
I think when we were in Ecuador, I started looking around at shit. And then Argentina, she moved to, so I'm bitter about it. Brazil, everyone goes to Brazil.
Yeah.
Bolivia.
What do you think
that's
of this?
That's where Sundance Kid, yeah. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid went to hide, I think.
Oh. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
Great.
We should make a plan.
Okay, let's do it.
It's oh, and it's Southern Hemisphere, so next winter maybe. That's this winter. Maybe the next one. It's tough because there's like touring time. It's good touring in the winter, but you gotta like take care of your life a little bit.
Yes,
like,
of course.
Nah, fuck that. I'm taking a great time off.
Yeah, well, you can go for 5 days too.
It's funny. I just hung out in this class, and there's some like two nomads, like 6 years gone, three backpackers. One just finished 4 months, another's like 4 months into like a 2 year trip, and they're like, they view a 2 week trip as like, oh, you're right, the American vacation. And you're like, damn it.
Oh, fuck that. I'm like, why have a rich life?
Yeah.
Our lives are
our
great.
Lives are
I want to
cool.
get back to my life.
Yeah, we're not going back to HR.
Yes, exactly.
We are going back to Peru. So, okay.
So we're in Peru. So then I get there. I know we're only on day one. We're like 40 minutes into this goddamn podcast.
Okay.
So I meet the American girl. I trade my money. They give exchange money.
Okay.
And then I go, great, thank you. I don't know. It's weird that they exchange money at the hostel, but maybe that's normal. But that is where I exchange money. So then I go out. I go to town. I buy, I forget what I needed to buy, a toothbrush and toothpaste. I forgot, something like that. Anyways, so then I came back to the hostel. And, oh, no, no, I went to the place to buy the thing.
What thing?
The toothbrush and the toothpaste.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is counterfeit money.
That you got at the hostel?
Yes. So it was the scariest experience of my life, that and trying to get into Israel with fucking Kuwait stamps. That's a whole other story. But they were like, what? And I was like this. I was like, USO, Army.
They're like, get him back.
So I went there and they were like, this is counterfeit money. And they went and got another guy. And I'm like, I'm committing a felony.
What?
5 minutes into being in Peru. And they were like, yeah, this isn't real money. This is like, they're showing it to me. And they're like, fuck, get this isn't work. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Did they give you the money back?
They gave me the money back.
Okay, because if they didn't give you the money back, I'd be like, that's a scam to steal your money.
No, they gave me the money back and I paid with American cash. I was like, can you pay American? And I think I gave them way too much there. Maybe that's another scam. I went back though to the hostel and I said, hey, they told me this is fake money. And then the American girl that worked there was like, where did you get this? And I was like, from you?
From you. I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you.
I got it from you like 5 minutes ago. She's like, there's no way this came from us. And it was like I was being fucked with.
I have no other Peruvian. I just got here.
I said that. I was like, I got here 10 minutes ago. I got to this nation 15 minutes ago. I came from the airport to here. You gave
me
this money.
You're not doing a great job at this point in my Peruvian career. They're like, not loving it.
Yeah. So she stunk. We got it taken care of. But like, basically, I committed a fucking felony immediately.
What do you mean you got it taken care of? How?
They figured, I don't know. They took, I didn't get in trouble and I got money. They were like, we'll get to the bottom of this, whatever. So, but wow. I almost went to a Peruvian prison, like fucking, you know what?
Damn.
Midnight Express. I think that was Turkey, but whatever.
For it. Yeah.
I've been there too. So then I had to wait around for my, my boop to show up. I don't want to say her name.
Yeah.
But, so then I got so anxious. I was so geared up that I was barfing. I fucking threw up. Because I was like, oh my God, she's going to come. And the anticipation, because you got to remember that I was like in love with this woman. I thought I was going to marry her. I lived with her.
You were meeting her there at that hostel.
It was like the love of my life. And I hadn't seen her in like 10 months. So like the door opens, she jumps in my arms. Literally the happiest moment of my life. Because there's not that many moments, like a moment.
Yeah.
It's like my wedding is not a moment. It's a day. And it's the best day.
Yeah. Multiple days.
She jumps in my arms. It's a big reunion. It's all exciting. I throw up again. I was so anxious. We hang out in Cusco for a day. Then we go meet Kike, and we rent all this hiking gear, tents, the boots, the whole thing. We go for the hike, and right away, it's just spectacular.
It's nice.
It's unbelievable because you're just immediately. We had to take a van to where we started.
So you didn't start from the hostel.
We get picked up at the hostel in a van.
In darkness. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We get picked up, and there, wow. I'm sure you've been to a lot of places like this. When you're in these countries, you're in a van, you have the van, you're paying for it. But if someone wants a ride, you just pick them up.
Right.
That's just what it is. So.
By the way, there's got to be something, maybe an essay or something about cultural differences that you're like, hey, what? But you're like, they're like, what? That guy needs a ride.
Right.
And we have four extra seats. What are you talking about? You ever see, what's the one?
Dumb and Dumber.
No. The motorcycling riding through America.
Ewan McGregor?
No. It's an old one about freedom. It's with the chick's dad. And
Easy Rider?
Easy Rider.
The single most overrated movie of all time. I
loved it.
It stinks and
but
you know
when,
it.
But when they're like, it's weird, man. We got to get here. I go, dude, we're eating their food, man.
Right,
like, chill out with accusing them of shit.
Right.
They're actually being quite nice.
Right.
Yeah.
That movie sucks, but there's no plot. It's ridiculous. There's just nothingness. The idea is fun, whatever. The soundtrack kicks ass.
Soundtrack kicks ass. So go ahead. So you're picking up people.
We get picked up, and then we're picking up people on the side of the road. You just move in, and at one point, there's like 11 people in there. You're just sitting like this, and it's one of those roads, too, like in the fucking movies, where it's like single lane, and they're just whipping around. Another van comes, and you're just like, we're going to die. But because you're in a foreign country, you're like, I guess this is just what it is.
It's fun to just go, hey, I'm not going to say anything because I don't know the cultural shit. And even if I did, I don't think. And it's just so it's just like you just almost like laugh.
Yeah.
It's like,
you just go, OK, I guess I'm accepting it. And again, I'm in love. So I'm like, well, whatever. We'll die together.
Can't
That'll be
a pussy
fun.
About it.
People
yeah.
think we're
good
love.
Beginning story. Good ending story.
So we get to wherever. They drop us off literally on the side of the road. They're like, this is where the hike starts.
Wow.
I have a great photo of the sun coming up. It's framed at my house. It's beautiful.
Can you send me that?
Sure, yeah. I'll send you a bunch of photos.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we get
there.
The
sun's coming up right there.
Sun rising. I step back to get the van in there with the sun rising on the road. And you start hiking. The sun comes up. And it's just like rolling hills, farmland, and it's one of these trails where like he has to lift the barbed wire. You got to crawl underneath it to like access
to
the trail.
Start?
Yes.
Wow.
And you're just like right away I'm like, this is fucking magical. And there's, you know, llamas everywhere and goats and cows, and it's the kind of trail where you're walking through people's homes, like these stone villages and shit.
So you go in and out of towns? It's not just mountains. It's through towns.
Yes. Well, that's the thing about the trail. It's like you go through different what's that called? Weather systems. What's that word?
Topographical
climates. Yeah. So like there's like fields, like just grass, mountains. It's like 90 degrees at times. Then you need a winter hat at times. I'll send you a bunch of photos. The photos are like unbelievable.
Yeah, send me everything. We'll put them up.
Because at one point you're walking through like snowy mountain caps and everything. So whatever night, it's like night two. We're having a great time. And you get there, your tent is set up. And we're sharing a tent, by the way. We're not together. We're broken up. But we're in like a lover's tent. It's like a two-person tent. And we're just having these great conversations.
Did you pack condoms?
No.
Okay.
But I didn't want to push it. So I'm like, I got to be cool. Yeah. I got to go easy.
Because she
here.
Said, we're not getting back together.
Yes.
So it's her move to flirt.
Exactly. She's like, no drama. And I'm like, you got it.
You got it, babe.
So I'm like, okay, I got to be cool. We're hiking. Day two, we're outside at the foothills of the mountain, like in between. And this is a camp where there's some other people. There's like a little village where people
are
living.
Were you passing a lot of people when you're hiking?
Very few. There was actually two Israelis that were hiking around the same time. We kept catching them and passing them. And
that's
then they'd
fun,
pass
right?
Because
they
was cool,
to like
yeah.
know each other, start waving.
Kike did say Israelis never tip. He's like, they're known non-tippers. And it's funny when you go to foreign countries because they don't have this thing of racism. They're just like this. Oh, those are the guys
it's
that
absurd.
Don't tip.
That's why I love waitresses when they're like, yo, Jews and blacks are the worst. And like, what? Like, no, their dad didn't teach them that. They were fine. They learned it on the job. We were in the Galapagos and we're like, who do you not like? We're like, I don't know, but these Israelis people came and they're just like, we use the kitchen. We warm up our food and they're like, no, this is a kitchen for us preparing food for guests. And they're like, no, we use it. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's Israelis. That's Jews.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, they suck. But they were on their own thing. So we saw them like throughout the week and a half. But we saw almost nobody other than those two guys. Other than we would bump into like village people, you know that band, the Village People. No, people that lived in the village. At one point, we passed a kid up in the tree, and he was going gringo, gringo, gringo.
Oh, I love that.
That was fun. And then they sold us some whatever the fruit was. It was really delicious. I got a good photo
apples.
Of that too. No, it was some exotic thing. It was like pussy, but different.
What was it?
I don't know. I'll send you the photo.
Could you eat it?
Crazy looking.
What was it?
Yeah, I think you cracked it open, sucked the juice out, and ate it.
Oh, is it a maracuja?
No,
that's a
you
passion
say
fruit.
Anything.
It's a
it was like a passion fruit.
Grenadilla?
Maybe. I'll pull up the photos.
Do you
after.
Crack it like this, like crack it open and then like yeah, pull up the photos. I want to know what it is.
12 years ago. So we're hiking night two. We're in the foothills of these mountains, like mountains on every side. You go out there and it's not even worth trying to describe. If I was a poet, it would be better. The stars are the most insane thing you can fucking imagine. Unbelievable. And I go to Maine
so
every year. Yeah, I've always go to Maine. We go to Maine. We call it Star Road. There's this dead-end road. We lay in the street. And you'll see like six shooting stars a night. But this made that look like a fucking joke. Because we're like
we went
miles
to Zion,
from anything.
And it still probably was not as good as that. But I told Mike Vecchione, who I just picture like never having left the city. And we were like taking stuff in. He's so military. Like, we got to take everything in, put everything away. I was like, Mike, come on. He's like, I thought we got everything, but let's go get it. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah. And he was just like, what?
Yeah, he was like blown away. And my stupid mind, I was like, this isn't even that great. I'm like,
it's just more than three stars.
I'm like, we're 4 miles from Vegas. I can see the lights of Vegas.
Yeah.
But the stars were insane. But at this point, my friend gets horribly sick.
Who's your friend?
My ex. Yeah. She gets horribly sick. I don't know if it was the water or food, whatever. I mean, like, thought she was going to die. Like, that thing where you're like, can we get a helicopter in here? Like, barfing, puking. That's the same thing. Shitting out, like, blah, like demon-possessed shit. And which kind of was fun for me because I was like, I'm back in. Because I'm rubbing her back and I'm fucking touching her side of her mouth with my asshole.
I'm just there.
Yeah, jerking off. And so we're sharing a tent. So at one point, Kike comes out and he's like, he gives her like Tylenol. And I'm like, I think we're going to need something serious. Just pouring out fluids every 10 minutes.
You should have given her what I gave you. Illegal prescriptions.
Ecuadorian poo pill. No. that was a different place.
Z-Pack.
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Bulgarian poo pills, I call them. Because I got sick. I get sick whenever I travel. It's called traveler's
diarrhea. Not this time. She did.
She got crazy sick.
This is day what?
Day two. This is night two.
Night two.
Of the hike.
Seven.
Yes, and I think we're hiking like between 6 and 10 miles a day.
Wow, really? How many hours a day?
Long. Like all day. You'd hike for like, I don't know, like 7 a.m., eat lunch at maybe like 11 a.m., and then hike to like 4 p.m.
Whoa.
It was like a day's work.
That's very long.
It was very, very long. And it was awesome. I think I used to know all these numbers. I think it was like a 38-mile trail, or it might have been more than that, 50 miles. I don't know. I'd have to relook it up. This is 12 years ago.
Okay.
So she's getting sick. At one point, we're in the tent, together, and it's intense. And she's like leaning out.
Literally,
the tent.
Even saw you. Like, what's the joke there? I can see. I can see with your face you made a joke, but it couldn't possibly be
intense.
That corny, but yeah,
we're intense.
Yeah, I like the. I drew Kike on your forehead. Let's not forget that. Let's live in the good times.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. At one point, so she I remember the underwear she's wearing, black and white, horizontal striped underwear.
Like
she leans out, like hands and knees, is barfing out the thing, and I've just woke up, so I'm like kind of rubbing. Her ass is right here, and I just see, like it looked like someone shot a paintball gun out of her asshole into her panties, just like, I just lost it. And I found it, and I'm trying to get back in there, so I can't be like, "Oh shit!" I was like, "That's okay." And she's like, "I'm sorry." She's like crying. She's like, "I'm sorry. This is horrible." And I'm like, "It's fine. Whatever." And so I just watched like a Gallagher show. Shit in the underwear, hot, sexy pair of underwear too. And I had to take those on, and then it was just like diarrhea farts all night. We just slept in the tent with the worst and. A pile of puke right outside the tent. Because after a while, you can't even go to the bathroom anymore. She's so weak. It was bad. And then the next morning, the puking and shitting had subsided, but she was like,
that's
she
good.
Had lost so many fluids, and we were elevated.
Nick Mullen used to do a joke. Do you ever know about the diarrhea joke?
Which was
he
that?
Goes, diarrhea is only recently a comical disease. He goes, 100 years ago, people died from diarrhea.
That's
and people
so
were like,
funny.
John's got diarrhea. You start laughing. He's like, it's not funny, dude. He's got diarrhea.
That's Vatterott?
That's Mullen.
Oh, Nick Mullen.
Yeah.
Boy, a lot of funny Nicks. DiPaolo, Vatterott, Mullen, Nick. Turner. So we get up the next day. So the day
Yeah, how
three,
are you going to hike day three?
So day three happens to be the most challenging hike.
Oh,
this is
boy.
The day we're summiting. It's the most hardcore hike, but she's like dying. So Kike's like, you're going to have to take a horse. And so it's like heartbreak because you want to do this hike and she's got to ride a horse because she's like fucking like
like strapped like, a shot like cowboy to it.
I mean, I literally have photos like that. I mean, she looked like it's like the end of what was the Coen Brothers remake? True Grit.
Yeah.
Like she
oh,
had to,
right, right.
She had to ride the horse and it was a serious hike, like the most serious hike I've done because you're got altitude and it was like straight up. And it's where I really learned how to do a challenging hike. Where you're like, you just put one foot literally in front of the other, like heel to toe walking. It's like that
Why?
Kind of hiking.
Why?
So you don't extenuate like too. It's too, it's not too. You don't exhaust yourself.
So you don't like take two steps at once.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Really? It's
wow.
like because it's so high.
Did they teach
and
you
so
that, or
long.
Is that just like you? Come
That's
up
what he kept
fly.
Saying. Yeah, and he's like, "We'll just be patient with it. It's a long day. It's a very challenging hike."
Wow.
So we were literally walking like that because it was like straight up.
Where
and,
were you sleeping? I mean, just in tents. They would set up tents in a tent area. For,
yes, so that's why so, we slept at the base the night before, and we had to summit and then get back down. Because
you ain't
side.
Sleeping up there. It's
right.
going to be too cold. Okay.
Exactly.
What month of the year is this?
This is September.
So
early September.
They're late spring?
I guess. I don't even know.
Yeah, okay.
So we get up there, and it's so hard, but it's heartbreaking because I'm looking back, and I'm doing this hike, and I'm like, it was extremely challenging. And she just looks like heartbroken because she doesn't get to do it. She's on the horse. And then at one point I said, it makes my heart hurt to Kike. And Kike goes, your heart hurts? Like he was like, he thought I was going to, like, somebody's probably died on him at some point. He was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, oh, no. I meant like, I'm sad. So then literally as we summit, and I think I have this video on Facebook, we summit the mountain and you just hear.
Diarrhea.
And he's like. Clip it. So we get up there and we look over and there's a fucking avalanche on the next mountain. Unbelievable.
A rock avalanche?
Like a no snow. Like a snowy.
Oh, it's
like,
snowy. It's
yes.
a snow.
Oh, this is a snowy mountain. This is like winter hats fucking
wow.
bundled. And I got thermal under I got like the '90s, early '90s Pearl Jam look. I got thermals, boots,
I
and
love
shorts.
That. Thermals underneath the fucking t-shirt.
Yeah. It was hot.
That's another thing Mullen said. Soda was wearing a t-shirt over thermals. And he's like, I'm just like a child. And Nick was like, no, you don't. He goes, I just like a 24-year-old. And Nick's like, you dressed like a 24-year-old when you were 24.
Right.
No,
right.
We dressed, 24-year-olds don't dress like that anymore.
It's funny.
Anyway.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
So we get up there. We see the avalanche. And it's fucking like spectacular. I think I got a video of it. I'm pretty sure it's a video.
You saw an avalanche.
Not like a crazy one, but yeah, like a fucking.
Wow.
That was a thrill. It was a beautiful moment to summit. The photos are insane. And it's got like that old school like wood sign, like fucking Wile E. Coyote. That was a thrill. Gorgeous.
Did you think about giving up at all during these? Were you like, I can't. It's too long. I gotta stop.
I didn't like, you think like we had a good guide and you kept saying like, okay, we'll just get there. I mean, it's like the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's like that old thing. If you look to the top of the mountain metaphor, you're like, yeah. I can't
no
go
way.
Up there.
Uh-huh.
But if you look down, you're like, I can put my heel in front of my toe.
Yeah.
And so it was a long day.
And like you never had the ability to go like, oh, like, so I did this in Austria or Myanmar, but we knew we were staying in like a village or a monastery or a hiker hut. And so at some point, it's hiking forever, you get to be like, and it's miles ahead, but you get to be like, or a mile ahead, you're like, there it is.
Right,
and
right.
Like, we still got another hour and a half, but at least you're like, sweet.
Right.
The end literally is in sight. You didn't have that. It's just
no.
a tent area.
No. Yeah, you just
wow,
kept
that's
going
tough.
And
that's
going
tough.
And going. I mean, it was like, it was really long. But then, so then we got through that, and then the rest of the hiking was moderate, but some of the coolest shit, because it's just all day. And that's, it's so... beautiful and you know, zen, because there's literally nothing to do except walk, and you're walking with a purpose. It's not a loop. It's not like we're gonna go do this trail. We're walking to a destination
somewhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was really incredible.
Did she start hiking again day 4?
Yeah, she started hiking again, and she was very heartbroken she didn't get to hike. But it's also a unique
but it's just
experience.
One day like, she missed. Yeah, it's like whatever, you're back.
It was the day though that we summited a mountain on foot.
Damn.
But damn. She got to ride a horse up the fucking thing. Fuck it. Or a donkey, whatever the hell it was. I think it was a horse. So then it was just beautiful hiking like through towns. The coolest photo I have is of, so you we're hiking around, is like the deep valley, and then there's like this other ridge, and you hike. It's hard to explain without the photo. We could probably plug it in. But
no, she'll plug it in.
So there's like this long ridge, but it's almost like a U shape. It goes like this, like the way the land goes, you're walking and then you take like a left and walk way in and around and keep going. But there's a house on either side. So basically you got to see the photo, but there's two houses that are like 200, 300 feet from each other.
Yeah.
But like a 2.5 hour walk from each other.
Right.
Because they're across a valley.
Wow.
So you walk like past this house.
But they're closer.
Like,
to like, hey, fuck you.
Exactly. Exactly. And then like 2 hours later, you walk past this house and they could fucking throw frisbees to each other. I mean, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But so that was incredible. And then every once in a while, now forever, a red can of Pringles to me is synonymous with Peru.
No. Why?
Because you'd come up to these huts. These little huts that are just on the trail, and they live in a little village. I don't know how they, I don't know the
they know
details.
Hikers coming by, so they're like, let's have some snacks while I make some cash.
So they got a little hut, and one of the things they would have is Pringle. And it might
the
been
little
like,
mini can?
Yes. It might have been like Snickers or some shit.
Didn't you tell me about, go ahead, you're going to keep talking, I guess, but didn't you tell me about like your eat, like an energy?
Oh, yeah, there was some kind of like, yeah.
Candy.
It was like a leaf. It was like kind of a, well, he always had candy.
That's what I was talking about. What's this leaf?
Well, he would always have candy. We always have like
I thought it was like a Twizzler. Like this will get you going.
Some kind of candy. Yeah, that was a big thing for him to give you a little sugar boost. So I still hike with Starburst now.
Starburst. That's what it was.
But he had some kind of Peruvian shit. But there was like a leaf that he's like, this gives you energy. And I remember being like, is this like Coke? And this, I was still drinking, so I was kind of like, yeah,
sweet.
And he's like, you can rub it on your gums or eat it. So we were eating it, but I don't remember feeling high. I think it was supposed to be like an energy.
Yeah.
Thing. Then, oh, I forgot about this. This is funny. We came across a species of butterfly that's literally called the world's largest butterfly. And I took about 15 photos, but wasn't wise enough to put something in scale. The fucking butterfly is this big.
And
it's like, this is the largest butterfly in the world. And I was like, holy shit. And I'm just grabbing photos.
You got to put a lighter in there.
But in the photo, it just looks like
a
butterfly. You
got to put a lighter in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, a big Jew nose or something.
And people are like, oh, wow, cool. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. I mean, it was like fucking 6 inches big. I mean, maybe 4 inches, whatever.
Yeah.
So that was super cool. Those are kind of like the highlighty things. And then we get.
So, okay, yeah. So But then you got, you're getting there at some point.
We're getting
there.
We're
on beach end of the punch if there's other stuff.
So then after at one point
you're hiking to one of the most unique, interesting spots in the world.
Yes. So then at
you have a goal. That's pretty cool. You're not just like going.
Super cool. And at one point we had to take a train. I remember it was a bright yellow train, like an old train. Like at this part of the trail, you get on a train and take that.
Yeah.
Kind of to town. That was like the last part. And that was really romantic and cool. And just like, you're just waiting for the train. You're on the tracks. And you get on this beautiful train. Photos of that also. We take the train. Then we get into town, which I think is just called Machu Picchu. I think the town was built around this tourist site, basically. But it's a cute, cool little town. We get there. And we have a beer, which was amazing. One of the best beers I've ever had.
Dude, it's the carbs. And like the same thing with Austria. You get there, you get a beer. You've earned it. And it's ice cold, and it's just carb up. It's like when you're skiing, beers are good too, but it's like, they're so fucking perfect.
It was amazing.
Was it a Peruvian beer?
Yeah. It was a Peruvian beer, and it was just beautiful, and I got great photos of us. We looked so happy, and I just happened to be wearing a Boston shirt. She's wearing a Denver shirt.
Yeah.
We're from there.
And you have this Peruvian beer.
Yeah, we have a great Peruvian beer, and you've made it at this point. And the other thing was the mosquitoes.
To the city.
We made it to the city, and like it's like next morning we take the bus up to Machu Picchu.
Oh, you don't hike over to it.
No, you hike to the town, and then now it's like everyone else that takes the other trail is there. Now there's like thousands of people in town,
okay,
or hundreds, whatever. And so that night we drank. The mosquito bites are worse than Ecuador. I remember I counted 38 from arm to elbow.
What?
I got those photos too. They're sick. So we're just fucking covered in mosquitoes. This night we have like a dinner. Now we're at a restaurant, and you know that relief you have when you're back into civilization.
Yeah,
that was all amazing. But you're like, fuck yes, a restaurant, a bathroom, a shower, a hotel. Well, it was a hostel, but still.
Right. It's finally like the little things where you're like, oh, like just a warm shower is like nice.
Yes, or a Pepsi. You're like,
right,
a Pepsi.
Right.
This fucking rules. And oh, a waitress, like somebody coming over and serving you. Also, they claim to be the highest elevated Irish bar in the world is in that town.
Interesting.
So then this night, though, so now we're back in civilization. It's the eighth day. Oh, I forgot. We also stayed at this fucking spectacular like hotel house thing, fucking romantic, crazy, on a coffee field. The only cup of coffee I ever had, it was like in this Peruvian coffee field.
Wait, on the hike?
On the hike. One of the days. We mostly camped, but this day we like hiked to this place.
Yeah.
That was like a fucking like honeymoon destination. Just spectacular.
Wow.
And I forgot about that. And on this, it was in a coffee field. We drank the coffee. And I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life. I've literally had one cup of coffee in my life, and it was in, the guy was like, people fly all over the world to taste this coffee. And like, he's holding the beans. They're like on the branch.
Yeah.
He's like, this is this coffee. And I was like, it's just dog shit.
Nah.
Get the fuck out of
like,
here.
No, our whole like, economy's based on this. Like, bad economy.
I was like, this is the worst drink I've ever had in my life.
What?
So that, I forgot about that. So then fast forward back to our destination. We get to the town. And it's this night that I decide we should get back together.
Oh, I forgot about
this. Why don't we get back together? And she's like, no, we're not doing this. And I'm like, wow, I mean, who can, we're having a great time. And I still stand by it. I'm like, we're having the fucking funnest time of our lives. We had the funnest time of our lives in New York.
Like, why not?
Why not, dude?
We only broke up so you can live your adventure.
But I think it's because I'm ugly.
Yeah, there is that. It's like the extra detail they don't really ever, like, tell you.
No, they don't want to tell you.
Yeah. I was going to say a second ago, I was like, you might be listening to this, people at home, or you might be watching it. I was going to say, if you're listening, go to the YouTube to see the pictures, or maybe we'll have a Patreon or something you can go to, or a website or something. I don't know. But I was thinking, like, you might be feeling like you're missing out if you're listening. But now, Joe is ugly.
Right.
It's probably a better listen on this one.
That's the thing. And what's wild is you're somehow uglier than me.
It's so
That's
interesting.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm like, why don't we get back together, bro?
It's
like,
a listen. Yeah.
And it's like you have, it's kind of like, my analogy would be like, you know how when you stand in line at customs and it's fucking crazy long?
It's the worst
and
way to like, get back into America.
You're like, it doesn't matter. We're here. I'm not going to miss my flight. I'm here plenty early. And you have this attitude for like 50 minutes. And then you go, I'm out of bandwidth. Fucking motherfuck this country. That's what it was like with this, where I was like, I went 8 days with just being cool.
She's like, it's going to be fine.
And I've reached a moment where I'm like, how are we not back together?
We can at least make out once.
Exactly. And she's like, no, that'll complicate stuff.
What will it complicate? I'll never see you again.
And then I was like, well, I'm like, you probably had, did you meet someone? And she's like, I met a couple people. I've had, and then you're like, then now I'm in there. Now I've like ripped the scar. So then I'm just like heartbroken and sad. So the day we go to Machu Picchu, I ruined it.
Oh,
it's like the biggest
yeah.
regret of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I fucked up because I was
should
like, what?
After Machu Picchu.
I was like, you had
because
sex
in your
with
head,
who?
You're like, it's going to make Machu Picchu the best thing ever.
Right.
But the reality is, Machu Picchu's already going to be pretty cool.
Well,
Doesn't need that.
I had this story in my head. We have the great meeting story. And I was like, we got back together at Machu Picchu. We'll kiss on the mountaintop.
We're kissing the mountaintop, banging behind a fucking a tribe that's been wiped out.
But instead, I was like, fuck. And then I couldn't get over it. And I was like, well, who is the guy? Are you romantically involved? What are you going to do with your life?
Answers.
Why are we going to be
that,
together?
It's that dumb thing where the guy's heartbroken. Men are not, we're not emotional. So when we have to deal with emotion, we have no practice at it.
I know, and I'm 28 years old. You know, 28, you think you have wisdom, but you're a fucking moron.
Idiot.
Not even 28, I don't think. 2010. Yeah, I guess I was 28.
Yeah.
So you're just a fucking idiot. And so the Machu Picchu, I got to show you these photos too. I'm just looking sad in all of them. I'm just like sitting there, and they're like giving us the lesson of all this stuff. And it's insane. It's a fucking surviving city.
Wait, people are there?
No, but like the mountains and the thing, and like, this is where they cook, this is this.
Yeah, I want to see some pictures of Machu Picchu itself, too, with you there. You got to have some with you in them.
It's insane. And then there's this other mountain, and this llama's walking around.
Oh.
Then there's this other mountain that you can also hike. They're like, it's extra, and it's like way higher, and you hike up there, and it's fucking crazy. I have an amazing photo of my feet dangling off it. Like, I'm just sitting on the edge, which is something I wouldn't do now. I was thinking about jumping off it, but your feet are just dangling, and it's like 800 feet straight down. It's another photo that doesn't have perspective.
Scale.
You're like, this is insane.
The moon is really big. Let me take a picture. It's like, idiot, it's not going to do it.
The moon is the least photographical thing, unless you have a whatever. But yeah, so my feet are like dangling, and it's like a mile straight down or whatever the fuck. It's the most incredible place I've ever been, and I fucking spoiled the mood for myself and her, and it's probably the biggest regret of my life.
So I always picture Machu Picchu as like you come over this mountain or this hill, and then there it is in front of you. It's not. They just drop you off.
Yeah, you kind of drive up there, and then there's a little bit of hike to get up there, but you can see it. I should have fucking got the photos and just scrolled through them while we were doing this.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's a whole bunch of work.
Okay.
I got to go to Facebook and then find the album.
Well, you're going to have to get them.
Yeah, I'll send them. Well, it's just too much work to do while we're shooting a podcast.
Yeah, you would have had to do this, like, here's this. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is like, it is unbelievable. And I feel like, again, I regret it because I don't have the proper, like, you can't believe, because I was so fucking in my head about like,
that you're missing out
here.
On...
She's using me to just keep her company here.
Right.
I fucked up. She fucked this guy. I need to go jerk off. And,
was saving loads for you,
but
you know how hot that was when you were harfing and shitting. I wanted it so
well,
bad.
That's the feeling I had. I was like, "What? How could you do?" Because you have that mindset. You're like, "How could you do this to me?"
Oh, right.
But yeah, she's like, "We broke up."
I told you very clearly.
Yeah, And by the way, when we first started dating, she was like, "This isn't long term. I'm not going to live in New York." And I was like, "Ah." Oh, and then I forgot to say this. Her friend, her best friend at the time, was like a close friend of mine because we had been dating. And we had hung out like 2 weeks earlier in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, you're not getting back together. And I said, this is a quote. I said this to her. I go, never underestimate the power of laughter.
What a dork.
Jonas quote. Because I'm like literally, my ex is telling me this. Her best friend in the world is like, Joe. She's like, I care about you. And by the way, looking back, I'm like, I think I could have fucked the friend.
The friend.
Because she came from Chicago. I went and visited her in Chicago, stayed with her in Chicago.
Yeah.
We drove from Chicago to Appleton. They came on a road trip to see me do comedy.
Far. Yeah.
And then she didn't have a boyfriend. But we sat in the car while everyone else was inside, like having a drunk heart-to-heart about the trip. And she's like, you're not going to get back together. And she's like, look at me. I don't want you to be hurt. You're not getting back together. And I was like, you don't understand. Like, you don't know me. make her laugh so much. And that's true, I do. The whole time in Peru, she was dying laughing. But 25-year-old women.
You've forgotten the feeling of me making you laugh all the time. When you remember that, you will be back.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
I've now proven that I will go anywhere for her as a friend. So she can fuck whoever,
right.
And then I can fly in and be like, bop, bop, and she's like, yeah, you do make me laugh.
Hey, 10 guys who just fucking trained me. Well, let this guy make us laugh.
So I really thought, but I do think, life caught up to my thinking. Like now, when you're in your 40s, a woman is like, I'll be with this guy, he makes me laugh. But when they're in their, I do this joke on stage, as a bit, but like in your 20s, they're like, that's not enough for me.
Yeah.
But anyways, and I was probably also overbearing and annoying in so many ways. But anyways, Machu Picchu was incredible.
How long did you stay at Machu Picchu?
I think like 4 hours, probably.
4 hours.
Three,
walking
4 hours.
Around. Yeah. It's just ruins and like.
Yeah, it was super cool. But there's tons of people around, and it wasn't as like, I was like, I miss when it was just us on the trail.
That was how I felt when we went to Zion.
Right.
That place we got, just the spot we had,
exactly.
The hike there was not nearly as spectacular as the other one, but it was only us and that guy and his dogs.
Right, right.
A little bit. And it was like, I could see both.
Yeah.
Was there like a busload of Chinese tourists coming out, taking pictures? And
yeah,
like,
there was a bunch of that. But again, I was like so fucking in my head.
Damn.
That, I was all fucked up. It's a real regret. It was stupid.
How did you get home?
Okay, so then this is fun. So then... Oh, I had brought Xanax. At this time, I had panic disorder, so I'd have panic attacks.
Oh, by the way, where'd you shit while you were hiking and camping?
We would come up to these little huts, would have little bathroom things.
Okay.
A couple of times, I think we shat outside or pissed outside. But mostly, you'd get to a place. But so then, I had Xanax because at the time, I had panic attacks bad. And I was like, what if I have a panic attack on this trip? I ended up not because I was so fucking in the moment, except for Machu Picchu. But I had them the whole time. And so we went back to, we ended up taking a bus back to Lima, which is the capital, different
Lima,
city.
Peru, yeah.
Lima, Peru.
Bus back from
Machu Picchu, yeah. Or no, a train, actually. We took a train.
Oh, that's
great. I remember going to jerk off on the bathroom. On
the
train ride.
Bathroom?
Yeah. So then we took a train back, and then we actually had a sweet moment. I think we actually held hands on that, because it was like I had gotten over the fact, like, we're not getting back together, whatever, but we were so close, and... We'd been through a lot together. So it was like, it was sweet. And then we got to the airport. Her flight left before mine because she was going back to Argentina. And so we said goodbye at the airport. And it was like, okay, great. And I went to my iPod. I'm like listening to music. I'm like, it's okay. This is all worth it. My flight's leaving in 2 hours. I'm like, I'm taking a Xanax. So I take a Xanax. I have a beer. Flight gets canceled.
Ugh.
So now I'm in Peru, and I'm like, I got to figure out
fucked up
how
that's
to stay
a, that's
somewhere.
That's a bad combo.
And I'm emotional, and I'm whacked out because I'm on a Xanax with beer. And now I'm like, what? I got to find a hotel, and the airline is going to supply us with a hotel. But I'm like, I'm trying to like pay attention and be like,
Spanish.
Where is this? There's a language barrier. I'm fucking on drugs and drunk now, and I'm heartbroken. Somehow I figure out how to get. And there's no like cell phone at that time. I didn't have the ability to like text.
Oh,
it was 2010.
Right.
Like I didn't
so
have a
much
smartphone.
More fun to have to just figure it out.
Yeah, had to figure it. I think no, because I was writing my mother emails. I still got all the emails.
That
emails
was
crazy.
The first year of an iPhone, but
because we'd go to I didn't have an iPhone until like 2013, 14.
Yeah.
So I was like sending emails at an internet cafe. Then I remember I went to the hotel. Somehow I found the hotel. It must have been the next morning. I was like, I got to call my mother. And I called my mother on the hotel phone, whatever that cost, whatever. And she didn't answer. And I got so mad. And I just took the whole phone. And I was so heartbroken and pissed. And I just whipped the I remember like throwing the phone across the room, just being like, I got nobody and nothing. And I still give my mother shit. I'm like, your son is in a foreign country.
What do you mean? She wasn't there.
You get a phone call and you're like,
Oh, like she saw it and was like,
I don't know if she saw it or what, but I'm like,
oh, right.
How are you not
phone.
Keeping an eye out for the phone? But anyway,
like Dustin called me, Tom Dustin.
Yeah.
But I didn't have his number, but I'm like, I just finished talking to you about Tom Dustin. And
yes.
Then 20 minutes later, I get a call from Massachusetts number. I was like, Tom? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You can do the math, Mom.
Of course. She didn't do the math. She left me hanging. She stinks. No, she's great. I love her, of course.
You're like, one day I'll write a movie.
I'm going to make a movie. I'm going to get back at you for this. It's available now, 4thofjulymovie.com or
LouisCK.com. 4thofjulymovie.com or LouisCK.com. And so you got to go back.
So, yeah, it was a beautiful. But the problem with going back is I'd go with my wife and be like, oh, this is where we did this. Right. You know what I mean?
There is that. Recreating stuff is not the same as experiencing it for the first time.
Right.
You're trying to walk in your own shoes. That's why generally for this podcast, bleep out specific names of restaurants, places, unless they're super famous, like the Eiffel Tower or Machu Picchu.
Right.
I'm like, nah, nobody has to know, but like, make your own trail.
Right, right.
But yeah, that is a problem. Going back to a place to try to recreate it. It's like, we did that. Let's do that again. Yeah.
No, it's like, you got to find, there's other stuff that's like that. And someday we'll talk about my Wales trip, which was just incredible. That's the only trip I've had that actually, I'm like, that actually was probably better than Peru.
That's where you went with Sarah.
I went with Sarah and hikes, and I was also just in a better mental place.
I feel like with you and Sarah, at least for the Ecuador one, I might have to do two guests for certain ones.
Yeah.
When you get two comedians or two people that share that trip, you're like, yeah. Or maybe we'll get you and Vitor and who else? Louis Katz, who else went to Turkey with you?
No, that was Louis Katz.
Louis Katz.
Me, Nate, and Louis.
Yeah, that one, it's like maybe get both you guys for that or something.
Which I learned a lot about because Louis had traveled a lot. That was still, or maybe that was the, I can't remember if I went
Louis
to Peru first.
For
Rio. But Louis, he knows how to travel and he cares about traveling. And I learned a lot from him.
Damn, that makes me really want to go to this place.
I know, it just makes me want to go. Like, you talk about it, you're like, fuck, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here, right? As soon as you hear about this shit, you're like, let's get out of here. Let's fucking throw all this shit away. Get out of here.
What I always say about foreign travel, because I love domestic travel too. I went to Montana, it ruled, and Maine, or whatever. But the thing that's great about foreign travel is every single thing when you're in a foreign country is exciting and different. Mm-hmm. You're like, look at this street sign. Look at this sign. It's like when you're in New York, you see people taking photos
different.
Of stuff. You're like, uh-huh. Whoa, oh.
Right. The cabs shaped different. Yes. I read a thing, it was like, as soon as he got off the plane in somewhere, it's the sign of where to go was like a different font.
Yes, exactly.
And you're like, what? Yeah,
I think about this too. I think we've talked about this. When you're in a foreign country, you're like in the car looking at everything, and you're like, I should have this mindset. Like when I drive in the Merritt Parkway from New York to Boston, I should be looking at those trees. Like, look at the fucking it's so full.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like if you flew here from fucking Argentina, you'd be like, look how thick Central Park is with trees.
And we take it for granted.
Yes.
I had a tour guide in Costa Rica, and we're like, do you ever get sick of monkeys? And he goes, yeah, for sure. He goes, I really want to see a deer, though. I've never seen a deer.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking spit at deers. Deer.
I think that's the trip.
It was an amazing trip. Highly recommend it. And also, the number one lesson I had is believe what people are telling you.
What do you mean?
When they're like, we're not getting back together.
Oh, right. I was just like, my stomach is upset. Right. You're like, you're
just
fine.
Be like, no. But it was worth it. And for a long time, it was hard. But we finally had a chance, like a couple years ago. And I haven't talked to her in a few years. But I saw her. Oh, it was that trip that we did the storytelling show in Denver.
Denver. Well, I was going to say, was that the girl I met?
Yeah, you met
her. Okay.
And I went over to her place. And I actually I was like, it's been 10 years. Let's look through the photos. And we actually had a nice time. And she finally was like, that was the best.
I'm torn on taking pictures. I was talking to these backpackers. And it's like, you don't want to stop and ruin the moment. I do have some Israeli chick told me this. She goes, put yourself in every picture or in a lot of pictures. Because the idea of taking a picture, it's like National Geographic has that picture of that place. But you and whoever your travel friend is, even if you just know them for a week, it's like, oh yeah, that's that guy from fucking Montana. That's where you put. Then you look through it, and it does remind you 10 years later. It puts you back there in a second.
That's the thing, and I think about this with photos. We talked about ego earlier. You have to take photos for yourself, not for the ego, because you want to be like, I want to show people this, but it's for you.
It's for you.
And I do that when I did the Louis tour in 2017, all over Europe. I took photos of every hotel. Because your memory is not reliable. It's like you have the photo. Like then when you see the photo, you're like, I remember that bedspread.
Right.
I remember how that felt.
Right.
That was that weird shower. It's not present. You got to take the photos to assist your fucking
memory.
Remember
this place. And then that thing of like iPhone will be like memories, you know, it'll just pop something up. And you're like, oh, yeah.
I just had one, you, me, and Isabel on Mount Royal. And you had your head shaved.
Oh.
Fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
And then you farted in my face. In front of a friend we had just made. I was like, come on.
Good times.
I was like, we've known this person for 6 hours.
Good times.
Anyways, that was good.
Joe, reach out to him. If you just say thanks for taking me, if you appreciated this, he's on Instagram. He's still on Twitter.
At Joe List Comedy, yeah.
Mistake, but like it's fine. I heard it's getting better.
Oh, you're one
at
of these
Joe
people.
List Comedy, Instagram at Joe List Comedy.
Yes, right? At Joe List Comedy,
and see his multiple specials you can watch now. This year's material, and
I hate myself,
both on YouTube. He's one of the best comics in the world. You guys, there's zero chance you're not going to love it.
Appreciate
and
it.
A fucking and a, for our purposes, a glorious traveler in the comedy world that sees very few of them. Buddy, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you. That was a fun listen.
Yeah, it was great to recall all that.
Yeah.
Life. Long life for you.
Until next time, everybody.
Well, that's the episode, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. Man, that was great. That's what this podcast is all about. A great trip. It took you there. You could almost see it in your mind. You could almost see it in your mind, Machu Picchu, and the road up there while going on an adventure. No one had that experience in Machu Picchu like Joe List had. You want to subscribe to the YouTube. You want to watch these on YouTube because the pictures he took really set it off there. And you'll see all those on YouTube. If you're listening, it's also great. Guys, don't forget to go see my taping of my new stand-up comedy special. It's the only thing I truly care about. It's the only thing keeping me here and not having me travel around to Machu Picchu myself is stand-up comedy. Washington, D.C., April 26th, we added. April 27th is almost sold out. Get tickets right now at arishafir.com, as well as all my shows. We added a show in Halifax, second show in Halifax. Man, that was great. Go check out UB Trippin' Pod on socials. And next week, well, not next week, this week, we're completing, we're almost done with the two a week for the first month. David Tell, the amazing David Tell, who has a new special out. Check out Joe List's specials on YouTube right now. He's got three of them on there. And I have one, Jew. But David Tell will be coming in to talk about USO, entertaining troops all over the world at army bases. I always wanted to do one of those, and I never did. And Dave came in and told me about it. I rented out a weird new studio to make sure he was able to. He couldn't come to the one I had before. So I managed to get him in a strange place. But make sure to tell Joe List you enjoyed the episode. Leave a comment on YouTube or on UB Trippin' Pod on the posts. YouTube, I will check out those comments and reply to them as much as I can. Tell me how your trip was to Machu Picchu, or if you have any tips yourself for that same country. Yeah, I'm getting a kick out of seeing you guys write in. Tell me what you've done in those places. And man, I'm telling you, when I go, this stuff's going to get in my head. I'm going to check out a lot of these recommendations. A lot of them. That's it, guys. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm really having a good time with this. We're getting over 100,000 views on every episode. I don't know whether the Kevin Ryan one got flagged for inappropriate content, but like the rest are great. It's really kicking off strong. I hope you guys are. It sounds like you're really enjoying it. I really am too. Anyway, that's the episode. Thank you, Joe List, for coming in. And guys, I'll see you out on the road. Hasta luego. That's, yeah, hasta luego.